Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So if any of my male listeners are out there today and have an enlarged prostate, you might want to consider flower pollen as something to add to your enlarged prostate treatment regimen. If you're not a man and you're a woman listening, here's your trivia question for the day. Do women have prostate glands? It's a trick question. I'll give you that answer at the end. Okay, so this came from, by the way, flower pollen is becoming more and more popular in the industry. And it should. I think it does have some merit, especially in urinary issues, prostate issues, stuff like that. Be careful, though. I think some manufacturers of flower pollen are getting a little carried away with all the other benefits. It's kind of becoming the next cure-all miracle thing. Just don't, come on, let's not get into that. But there is some good research in flower pollen when it comes to prostate health and urinary health. So this came from the DVA Coordinating Center of the Cochrane Review Group in Prostatic Disease and Urologic Malignancies 2012. I think it's a biannual report that they put out. So the objective of this study was to review the evidence for the clinical effects and safety of ryegrass pollen extract in men with symptomatic benign prostatic hyperplasia. That's your common BPH. By the way, we forget sometimes that grass is part of the flowering plant kingdom. I mean, there's, you know, when you think of the plant kingdom, you basically have seeds and spores. That's the big breakdown of the plant kingdom. And then those plants that have seeds are broken up into flowering and non-flowering. I mean, that's the basic, and that's pretty much all the botany I remember. So there's seeds versus spores, and then within the seed category, there's flowering plants versus non-flowering plants. And the grasses fall under the flowering plants. We forget that. They do flower. And so in this case, they were using ryegrass pollen. What they did is this was, again, a review. So they were looking back at a bunch of different studies. They chose some randomized controlled trials that included men with symptomatic BPH who were treated with the flower pollen and had a control group of either a placebo or a drug therapy. So in some cases, they were looking at flower pollen versus a drug, which is pretty cool. And they were looking at studies that were longer than 30 days, which is good again. Remember, I just talked about the importance of giving natural compounds more time and not to study them exactly like a drug. So that's good. What they found, I don't have the total number of studies they used, but I do have the total number of people. It was 444 men. Oh, I'm sorry, I do have it. 444 men in two placebo-controlled studies and two comparative trials. So, four trials total, 444 men in this meta-analysis. And the average time was between 12 to 24 weeks, so that's good. I like that. What they found was that the flower pollen improved self-rated urinary symptoms versus placebo and other plant products. The flower pollen reduced nighttime urination compared with placebo. And the flower pollen, though, and this is an important point, it really didn't improve the size of the prostate gland itself, though. So what you have here is the compounds in flower pollen improving urination and urinary flow, but not necessarily the size of the prostate gland. So it's really about symptom control here when it comes to flower pollen. You know, at the Life Extension Foundation, we have a really nice prostate formula that we added flower pollen maybe about 2 years ago, right before this study came out. And we based it off some of the smaller reviews that they're looking at here. So it's nice to see that this was put together in a nice collection. And we were right. We were right to put flower pollen in a prostate formula. But flower pollen by itself is not, at least based on these results here, is really not by itself a standalone prostate ingredient. Instead, it can be used in conjunction with some other prostate nutrients to help urinary flow and the size of the prostate. By itself, it's not going to affect the size of the prostate. So what are some of the classic prostate nutrients that we like to use. Number one would be saw palmetto. There was a pilot study examining the effects of 320 milligrams of saw palmetto, and they found that it was able to reduce BPH symptoms by over 50% at 8 weeks, and that was published in Phytotherapy Research in 2013. And that's probably your go-to prostate nutrient right there, saw palmetto. It blocks 5-alpha reductase, which is the enzyme that makes DHT. You see, the problem with an enlarged prostate is not testosterone. It's the fact that the testosterone turns into a more potent form called dihydrotestosterone, DHT. And if you can block that conversion, that helps with prostate issues. Also, more research is showing that enlarged prostates are a result of estrogen. So as a man gets older, we lose testosterone. Why? Well, we stop making it, okay, or at least we make it less. But in what we do make, gets turned into DHT and estrogen. So our free testosterone actually drops, estrogen goes up, DHT goes up, and that's when the prostate issues happen. Beta-cytosterol is another classic prostate nutrient from the Cochrane Database Systemic Review of 2000. There was a review of 4 studies looking at 519 men with BPH. Beta-cytosterol improved urinary symptoms and urinary measures. So that's another classic one with saw palmetto. Pygium is an herb from Africa that also has been shown to help with prostate size and urinary symptoms from the Journal of Urology 2008. Stinging nettles, another very classic. By the way, nettles is a plant, and there is a form of the plant called stinging nettles that actually does sting. If you touch it, it burns. It's true. That's why it's called stinging nettles. And a study found that a combination of saw palmetto with stinging nettles was as effective as the drug finasteride, which is a very common 5-alpha reductase inhibitor. When you use finasteride, you block the production of VHT, so you grow some hair on your head and you decrease prostate size. Turns out, stinging nettles and saw palmetto did just as good as the drug. And of course, the natural compounds were much more tolerated. Matter of fact, they concluded in the British Journal of Urology 2000 that the herbal combination had fewer side effects than the drug. There you go. Other prostate nutrients would be isoflavones and lignans. Isoflavones are plant-based compounds, kind of really ubiquitous throughout the plant kingdom, and supplementation with isoflavones has been shown to reduce PSA levels in men with prostate cancer. Lignans are something I talk about a lot. Lignans are a form of a plant fiber, again, ubiquitous throughout the plant kingdom. Lignans help to reduce estrogen production, improve estrogen metabolism in the liver. So you get even though it may not necessarily bring down estrogen, you tend to make or produce more healthier estrogens. That's for men and women. So lignans can help women when it comes to breast health and ovarian health, and it can also help men when it comes to prostate health. So combinations, you're going to see this more and more of isoflavones and lignans together in treating prostate. And then, of course, there's lycopene. Lycopene is a chemical compound that gives the tomato its red hue. It's a carotenoid. Men with higher lycopene levels in their blood, suggesting greater dietary lycopene consumption, are less likely to develop prostate cancer. That was a great study by Dr. Gann in 1999. Kind of started the whole lycopene revolution. And it's just a carotenoid, so it's good for other parts of your body as well, but lycopene's pretty classic. And then pumpkin seed oil is another good one for urinary health. So, and then you could add to this, so in my opinion, a good prostate formula, because a large prostate is multifactorial, should include all those, plus maybe flower pollen. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike Stable.